8:31. Few images from the BP Gulf oil spill affected people as much as the effect of that oil on the animals. Well, sea turtles affected by that spill have been returned to the Gulf thanks to the work of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Barbara Schroeder is NOAA's National Sea Turtle Coordinator. That's one of my favorite titles. She joins us now with an update on this project and the process it takes to get these turtles back into the sea. Ms. Schroeder, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And so let's get an idea of the scope of this project. How many animals have you handled and gotten back so far?
Well, since the beginning of the spill, we've collected almost 500 or just over 500 live turtles. Most of those are still in rehabilitation. We've actually just really started the releases in recent weeks. So most of the animals are still in rehab. About 350 remain in rehab, but those will continue to do releases over the coming weeks.
Do you go get the turtles who look like they might be in harm's way, or do you focus specifically on turtles that have already been in harm's way?
We're only collecting debilitated turtles, mm-hmm. So turtles that need to be rehabbed, and we're getting those animals either from our direct surveys, which are further offshore, or for turtles that are found near shore or sometimes strand and are alive and debilitated. But we are finding, since the well has been capped, that for the offshore areas especially, fewer and fewer turtles, in fact none in recent weeks, that are in need of rehabilitation.
Well, I guess that's good news. And just give us an idea how big these turtles are.
Well, most of the turtles are quite small. The turtles that we're finding in the offshore habitats are the very early life stages. So these turtles are generally, people say, about the size of a dinner plate. So these are the youngest, smallest turtles that live out in the open ocean near the surface, and that's what most of the turtles in rehab are. A few larger turtles, but by and large, they're all small and young.
And so what is the process of rehabilitating them?
Most of these animals actually did very well once they were cleaned of the oil, and some were given some extra supportive care, sometimes given fluids. Most were put on a course of antibiotics as a preventative measure. But they, by and large, all did very, very well once they were in rehab, cleaned, and they're all looking very good. And as I said, we'll be releasing almost all of them in the coming weeks.
I don't mean to anthropomorphize, and I certainly don't mean to turn this into a Disney movie, but are they freaked out? Are they scared? Can you get into a turtle's head and find out if the little turtle is upset that you're touching it and washing it off, or can you tell?
No, I mean the ones that are heaviest that were heaviest oil covered were really more immobilized. And the ones that we're bringing in, as I said, are more debilitated, needing care. So they're generally fairly quiet. Once they're cleaned up and get reacclimated, start feeding, then they're quite active. And when we release them, of course, they're extremely active.
We're speaking with Barbara Schroeder, NOAA's National Sea Turtle Coordinator. And were you the Sea Turtle Coordinator before this spill, or is that a permanent job, or what else do you do at NOAA?
Yes, NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, has had a Sea Turtle Coordinator for about two decades. Actually, it was a position established under the Endangered Species Act amendments, and both NOAA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is our sister agency, we share jurisdiction at the federal level for sea turtles. We have very broad and active programs, which are both domestic and international. All but one of the species of sea turtles, there are seven, are listed as endangered or threatened. So there is a lot of work to be done from both the policy side and the science side in order to recover these species.
And I just want to ask you a little bit more about your job, because I had referenced anthropomorphizing these turtles earlier. And I wonder, especially in the wake of movies like Finding Nemo, people like me who go, aww, and love stories like this, do we make your job harder, or is it easier because it brings more attention to what it is you're doing? People like me kind of tend to get in the way, and unintentionally.
Well, I think as far as turtles go, most people really do care for turtles. Most of us as young children interacted with turtles or had little turtles. So in general, children and then hopefully as adults care about their environment in general. Certainly those of us that work with sea turtles welcome positive attention for sea turtles and hope that that translates into support both for policy and legislation that will help them, and support of a lot of the nonprofit organizations that are out there that are working to conserve turtles and the marine environments that they live in.
And I imagine the fact that the former commandant and the coordinator down there, Thad Allen, personally put a couple of turtles into the water, that must have really helped the cause.
Yes, we are very happy to have him with us, as well as our NOAA administrator, Dr. Jane Lubchenco. And, you know, I think they were excited to be able to, you know, attend a positive event, getting some of these animals back into the wild. As we all are, it's been a long road, and it's nice to see at least some of the animals surviving and getting back out there.
I wanted to ask about the end of that road. Is there going to be an end to the road? Do you see any light at the end of this tunnel, or is this going to be a continuing process just to keep up with the turtles and make sure they're okay?
Well, we have, along with our partners in the states and academia and nonprofits, a long history of monitoring throughout the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic as well. That will certainly be stepped up over the coming years, as we have been over the past several months. But we're still out there working. We still have vessels on the water and many people on shore every day responding to any reports that come in of live or dead turtles that need to be documented. So that will continue for some time. And our normal monitoring that we've been doing for many, many years will also continue. And in the Gulf will be beefed up as well.
Well, as someone who picks up turtles off pathways and sidewalks and moves them physically to safety, I want to thank you for the work you've been doing.
Well, thank you.
Barbara Schroeder is NOAA's National Sea Turtle Coordinator. Thanks again for joining us this morning and for the work you do. And keep up the good work. We'll be checking back with you as this progresses.
Thank you very much.
And we invite you to hear this entire interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.